Welcome to Friday. We're going to start things off with big moments, fun moments from this past week.
Sam's Friday favorite.
I have found another one on TikTok and Instagram I have to share with everybody.
All right, Sam.
This is a gentleman. Oh, by the way, this is a nice demonstration of AI, too, by the way.
Okay.
It's a gentleman. The website on Instagram and TikTok is called There I Ruined It. He takes songs or whatever, and he does his own thing, messes with the pitch and all kind. He edits them all up. This time, he used a Folsom Prison, the bed for that one.
Uh-huh.
But then he used his AI, Johnny Cash, singing a few songs that Johnny Cash never really sang. So here we go. See if you know what this first one is.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic.
That's awesome. Barbie Girl. By Aqua.
Crazy. Of course, again, this is AI, not real Johnny Cash.
Right, because he never did this. It sounds crazy.
Here we go into the second
like
song.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friend. Make
Spice
it last
Girls.
Forever. Yep. Friendship never ends. Up in my hands.
Here we go.
Playing my song. The butterflies fly away.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, right. Party in the USA.
Yeah. It's a party in the USA.
All right.
This is nuts.
Is that real AI using his actual voice?
I don't know how the guy does it. He's done a Frank Sinatra singing Get Low, and it doesn't sound right like Frank. It's not right.
Okay.
But he also does this one with Louis Armstrong. It's to the tune of When the Saints Go Marching In.
Yes.
But it's Flo Rida.
Apple-bottom jeans. Boots with the furs. Oh, the road club was looking at her.
Oh, my gosh.
She hit the floor. Next thing you know, Charlie got low.
That might be my favorite.
That's also AI, Louis Armstrong.
I mean,
Louis never sang that song.
That is crazy. Yeah.
And there you have what AI is good for.
Yeah, There I Ruined It. That's the account.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 6:50.
Coming up next, though, it's Grateful Friday. So we're ready to hear from you about the little and big things you are grateful for right now.
Murphy, Sam, and Jody's Grateful Friday.
Brought to you today by Boot Barn.
I want to start with a quick little personal grateful, and we're going to get to your comments. We have a couple of beautiful ones from our Facebook page, grateful stories from you. But I'm grateful, honestly, that today Murphy finally gets to drive the pickup truck he has rented.
Oh.
After the show, Murphy and I are going to our weekend getaway with some friends, and Murphy rented a big pickup truck for it. Mm. And you're always fun when you're in those.
Am I? It's an unintentional tradition that we wound up doing because, you know, it's a little bit more
masculine in behind the wheel of it.
Did you do any off-roading with it?
No.
Not intentionally.
Yeah. Maybe accidentally when the turning radius isn't as tight as he had hoped.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
This is from our Instagram and Facebook pages regarding Grateful Friday. We always love hearing from you. Cheyenne says, grateful today for being pregnant with our first child.
Oh.
It's a boy. We tried IVF, and when it was time to prep me for an embryo, found out I was pregnant the natural way.
Oh,
wow. That's
one of the happiest moments of my life. Cheyenne.
Congratulations.
I know, right?
What a beautiful name.
I know. It's a cool name. It's a cool name. So keep us up to date on your pregnancy and all that, Cheyenne. We mean it. That's a big grateful one. Gail also says, grateful for the little things. And we do ask for the little and the big. Grateful like going to lunch with our neighbors who hardly ever leave their home anymore.
Mm.
They're both in their 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And they are thrilled to get out and be chauffeured to lunch.
Nice.
I know, right?
And that's what good for them, too. You know what I mean? Getting out of the house.
Of course, it's what she's saying. It's great for them to be chauffeured around and get out. But probably a real blessing for you, too. You know, you spend time with somebody outside of your normal group that you run with. It's always eye-opening.
Mm-hmm.
And older people have beautiful stories. They just do.
Speaking of older people and Grateful Friday, don't forget next hour we're talking to my mom.
That's right.
Miss Judy.
Miss Judy.
And I'm grateful that she made it to 84 tomorrow. Yeah. Her birthday.
Yeah, we're going to find out from Judy, you know, what she's doing today because we know she's at work and her secret to being happy, her secret to life at 84 because she is pretty happy and she's pretty on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
All right, like hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime on Instagram or Facebook.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by eBay.
have a friend's story, and I do mean the show, Friends. The cutest little thing, and I don't mean for you to buy this for me, Murphy, because you know I don't need things. I don't collect things at all. But
wow, that's weird. You don't have any collections.
I don't collect things.
Oh, you collect birds.
What are you talking about?
Those paper mache birds.
No, I have one.
Oh.
It's not a collection.
Yeah, Jody actually doesn't collect anything but purses and shoes. That's pretty much it.
I use those. So yes, that's not a collection.
That's correct.
A collection is something that you just keep for no reason except for sentimental value or whatever. I use purses and shoes.
Yeah. It's okay. So true. You're right.
This
I can't
is
think
the
of a
cutest
thing.
Little toy thing from Fisher Price. You know the little people?
Yeah.
They're getting a Friends set. How cute is
sweet.
That? Monica's the chef. Phoebe Buffay is in their yellow dress with the big Christmas ornament covering the stain. You know that that episode. Joey's wearing all the clothes from the same episode.
Oh, wow.
And it's just funny. Ross is in the black leather pants with the powder everywhere. And if you're a Friends fan, all of that means something to you.
Absolutely.
So it is a collector's item. The Friends Little People Collector Set available on Amazon. It's $30.
Yeah.
And it's so cute because the little people are forever cute.
And you can bring them all to the little people airport.
Ah. Now,
I wonder if they're doing this for the 30th anniversary of the start of Friends, which is next year.
Okay, there you go. I thought they were doing it for the $30 it costs.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam is the food dude.
I'll tell you all about the new McFlurry coming to Mickey D's.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Powered by KFC.
Got a lot of fast food news for you today.
What is that?
Mickey D's adding a brand new McFlurry next month. A peanut butter crunch one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Ooh.
Sounds good. I've not eaten a lot of McFlurries. You know why? I like McDonald's ice cream so very much that by itself on a cone makes me happy.
Yeah. Oreo and the M&M are the always there ones. Then remember earlier this year they tried the strawberry shake one, a strawberry shortcake one.
I didn't know that.
Little pieces of cake in it and stuff. Anyway, the peanut one is going to be crispy cereal mix and chocolatey peanut butter cookie pieces.
Nice.
In with the ice cream.
Murph, sounds like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it sure does.
Let's move over to Pizza Hut.
Okay.
They are adding honey, hot pizza, and wings.
What's honey, hot pizza?
Hot honey. I got the adjectives backwards. it's a drizzle, hot honey drizzle. It's like a regular pepperoni pizza, and they put a hot honey drizzle on it. Or you can get the wings with the hot honey stuff.
Shout out for the drizzle on a pizza. The first time I had it was like a balsamic drizzle, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Pizza game changer.
If I got to eat hot, it's nice to have honey with it. That's all I'm going to say there. All righty. Chicken fries at Burger King. They're trying out two new flavors of chicken fries, chicken and waffle and chicken parm. Now, chicken fries are the little strips that look like French fries. They put them in a fry.
But they're
a different
chicken.
Sort of finger, really.
Yeah, it's just chicken sticks. The chicken and waffle is going to be a sweet waffle batter and comes with a cup of syrup. And the chicken parm is going to be Italian herbs, parm, garlic, and a side of marinara.
Nice.
They both sound good in very different ways.
I like that parm thing there. Mm-hmm, by the way, they're trying that in Boston right now, so give it a little while, then we all get to try it.
The magic of that.
What?
You can eat French fries easily in a car, so you can also eat chicken fries easily in a car.
Except for the syrup.
Except for the dips, yeah.
Anyway, all right, Taco Bell, they brought back a fan favorite, the crispy chicken taco.
Mm.
They had this one for a while, and it used to be like a flatbread with the chicken inside. Okay. Well, now they've gotten rid of the flatbread, and it's just going to be a tortilla. Chicken inside, and then all the stuff like you have on a taco, lettuce, tomato, cheese.
Got it.
Use what you got already in house.
That's what Taco Bell does well.
Yeah, just move it around.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, we still don't know who won that $1.1 billion Powerball jackpot Wednesday of this week, but we, of course, know where the ticket was bought, and the store owner got $1 million from Powerball for selling that winning ticket. It's a mini mart a block from LA's notorious Skid Row.
Wow.
You heard that and read that story? It's crazy. Tonight's Mega Millions is nothing to sneeze at, $720 million.
That's chump change.
Number two, a jury awarded an 8-year-old girl and her family $800,000 for that McNugget that burned her, the McDonald's lawsuit. No kidding. They asked for $15 million, so they got less than they wanted. The jury took 2 hours to deliberate.
Wow.
Apparently, they did serve this little girl an unreasonably hot McNugget at about 200 degrees. She dropped it on her lap in the backseat of mom's car, and it gave her second-degree burns on her leg.
Ouch.
I would say expect new warnings about how hot the food is going forward. And number three, Netflix cracking down on the password. You know, it's been happening.
Yeah.
They've added subscribers. And you know why that happened. You know, your cousin over there in the next town can't mooch off of your thing anymore.
Yeah, they also got rid of their $9.99 package.
Basic plan. Right. You can
If you already have it, you're good. But if you haven't signed up, they eliminated it from new people.
And the lowest plan is $7 a month. That's the new package. But you do have to watch commercials for that one.
Three things to know today.
It's time for Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week, brought to you by AutoZone.
Number five.
Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello have split up.
I know that I have an accent, but people understand me just fine.
7 years they were married. 7 years. And he is the one who filed for divorce. 2 days after we heard they were going to divorce, he's the one that filed, citing irreconcilable differences. There's so many stories floating around that he is sober and she is not living that lifestyle, that he wanted children and she already had a kid when she was much younger and she doesn't want children. They did have a very solid prenup. It does make me sad, but they say there's a lot of negative energy around them. Mm. They just became very different people.
Gotcha.
And day to day, if you're not jiving with the person you're living with, you're not happy. That's apparently what's going on here.
Number four.
Yellowstone news. Just a quickie that we're hearing from Taylor Sheridan that Kevin Costner's character, John Dutton, will only be in a little bit of the second half of season five of Yellowstone. Sorry. That doesn't mean they're going to, you know, take him to the train station or whatever. And the confirmation is that Matthew McConaughey is reportedly still in talks to star in the Yellowstone sequel that'll launch after the original Yellowstone.
After Kevin Costner
wraps
dies.
Wraps up, right?
Number three.
Actors and writers in Hollywood still striking, and it really is a crazy story, but it happened outside of Universal Studios this weekend in California, where the picketers are standing underneath the shade trees picketing, trying to get some relief from that 100-plus degree heat.
Yeah.
And Universal cut the branches off of the trees, taking away their shade, making it harder for them to strike. Hmm. The city's looking into it. It was public property, but Universal says, whoa, we do that every year. They just happen to be under that tree.
Number two.
The Barbie movie is finally here.
Yeah. I thought I might stay over tonight.
Why?
Because we're girlfriend boyfriend.
Here's a question. Ken is going to be the star of that movie. PG-13, is it right for children? It seems to be, but it's really for adults.
Yeah.
You know, adult women, especially who grew up with Barbie, know that. Overall, it is a funny, uplifting movie rated PG-13.
Number one.
The three-hour movie that you've been waiting for all year, Sam, Oppenheimer is here.
All America's industrial might and scientific innovation connected here.
Starring Cillian Murphy.
That's going to be beautiful looking. Mm-hmm. It was shot in IMAX. It's meant to be watched on 70mm.
It is. He wanted you to, Christopher Nolan. He wants you to watch it that way. And by the way, it was written, the screenplay, in first person. So you are going to see this as if you are Robert Oppenheimer,
the creator of the atomic bomb.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
We're going to talk to Sam's mom.
My favorite octogenarian, Miss Judy.
Time to visit with a fave, Sam's mom, Miss Judy.
We're calling to wish you a happy birthday for tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Why you have to do that? I'm just getting older.
And better. Not older, better.
So Sam said you'll be 84. I guess it's okay for us to say that, right? Yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of it.
Well, we're proud of it, too. And you still go to work on a regular basis, too.
Yeah. You're at work now.
I'm at work now.
How many babies are you taking care of right now?
It's about 20.
What
from
age?
1-year-olds to 4-year-olds.
Oh.
So what are they doing while you're on the phone? Whatever they want.
Well, they got. Sometimes I'm a relief teacher, so they can go to the potty and all. So the classroom is doing fine. I'll go check with them later on.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Just got finished cutting Freezy Pops for them.
Oh.
They get their Freezy Pops after they play a little while.
Are you one of the women there, the caregivers there, that they run to, gravitate to, or are you feared?
Oh, no. They come to me. Oh. After they hear about a week, they start running to me.
Oh, yeah. You got the touch.
But and that's what's so good. And then when you see them out at the store, then they start calling your name and running to you.
Cute. So sweet.
And they got to hug you, you know, and kiss you and put their arms out. Kiss, they'll say kiss.
Love
Another
it.
Snot knows I got to kiss. But they're cute.
Jody does have an important question she wants to ask you.
What is the secret to you being so happy?
I guess because I'm out all the time. I'm doing something.
Yes.
I don't want to sit home. I see, like, we're going to have 2 weeks off coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to drive me crazy.
Yeah.
So I do not like sitting home. That's why I work at the Dome or the Arena and keep all of that going.
Yeah. Smart.
Because I don't want to sit home. And I like all the people that I meet, you know, at those places.
Well, look, can we visit with you a little bit more coming up for your birthday? I want to talk about the day tomorrow.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, now I see where Sam gets it. We want to talk to you again coming up. Hold on just
Stick
a second.
Around.
Okay.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by eBay.
Hulu has released the first teaser trailer for this highly anticipated upcoming season of American Horror Story. It's called Delicate. It's got these creepy dancers in a circle swaying around.
Yeah, trailers are always creepy.
It's an eerie version of Rockabye Baby. You hear that? You get close-ups of Emma Roberts, Cara Delevingne, and Kim Kardashian, all wearing identical platinum blonde wigs, these, you know, spidery eyelashes.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking we're going to see a lot of that at Halloween once this happens. Very little about the plot, but it's called Delicate. It is season 12. We do know this. It's based on the thriller novel Delicate Condition, about a woman who believes a sinister figure is trying to jeopardize her pregnancy. And apparently Kim Kardashian plays the mom who's
pregnant,
freaked out about it.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, you put her in this and she's going to be the most featured.
Yeah.
The lead, if you will.
I mean, I've heard good reviews from other actors that said she did a great job.
She also took acting classes. You know, Kim Kardashian
is
in marketing and has been a reality TV star for a long time, but she did take some acting classes.
Mm-hmm.
She took it seriously.
Yeah.
We don't have an actual date for American Horror Story, Delicate, but they do say coming soon, which means before the end of the year.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
We're going to talk to my mom and them again.
Yay, some secrets of life from Miss Judy. We are visiting with one of our favorite people in the whole wide world, Sam's mom, Miss Judy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah, she turns 43 tomorrow.
Oh, that's really sweet.
I don't turn 43.
See, that...
I don't wish I was 43. There's a lot of old grass under those years between there.
Oh, sweet.
No, I'm happy where I am.
And that's the secret to life, being happy where you are, right?
Yeah.
What are you shooting for age-wise?
100.
Yay.
Okay.
I'd love to be 100. Because then, you know, the history I could share with the grandkids and the great-grandkids and all.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, a lot of stuff can happen in the next 16 years. You're right. So there's a whole lot to share.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long 16 years.
I know.
Okay, so
but
look.
That's okay.
Well, you know, so you were saying that you work, you know, 5 days a week, and then you also do a part-time job at the Superdome, and you've done these forever, and you don't want to stay home and sit still.
No. Absolutely not.
Do you think that is why you're still going as actively as you are at 84? Or is it the other way around?
So, because I have some friends that are my age. We all worked at the telephone company. And when we retired, they just sat home.
Yeah.
And now one of them has a walker. One of them just died the other day.
Okay.
And the one that's the walker, she wants to know why I don't just stop working and sit home and enjoy it. I said, are you enjoying it like you are? And she said, well, yeah. Don't ask me a dumb question.
So speaking of your birthday tomorrow, for all the, you know, everybody listening, you know, if you're an adult child and you want to give, just like Sam, what do you want when you're 84? What do you want for your birthday?
To be healthy.
Yeah.
I don't want anything. I mean, 84, what else could you need?
Right. Yeah.
You know, you got everything.
I think Sam has figured it out over time. Like, right at Mother's Day, he brought you some food and surprised you.
Yeah, we're taking her out to eat tomorrow, too, for her birthday.
Which is good. One of my favorite restaurants, and I'm getting a shrimp po' boy.
There you go.
Well, get back to your kids. Get back to your kids and Happy birthday. Everybody say happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Birthday,
thank you all so much for calling and telling me happy birthday.
We love you.
One more year.
Yes.
I love y'all,
love
too.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, in the coming months, we can expect here in America some medicine shortages because of a tornado that ripped through a Pfizer pharmaceutical plant this week, ripping the roof off. And this is the plant that handles about 25% of the injectable medicines used in hospitals, like anesthesia and all that.
Right.
It was like 50,000 pallets of medicine that were just picked up and thrown across.
Contaminated.
So they're still assessing the damage. Number two, Google is reportedly testing a tool that will write news stories. So know that they're playing with it. They're not the only ones, though. New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post have already played with this.
Will it be unbiased? I wonder.
Will any of it be?
Yeah.
Is any of it? But the other part is that they've already tested it, and they had to make corrections to, like, 77 of the machine-written articles. That's a lot of articles for humans to have to correct if we're playing with AI. So
curious
just know
what they had to correct, too.
And number three, Shark Week starts this Sunday. Jason Momoa hosts.
I'm here on Shark Week!
Yay!
Starts Sunday, July 23rd.
On Discovery.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is the show or whatever, the series, that put Discovery on the map.
You know what? With the new Max deal, Discovery is available on there. So maybe we can watch
this. Jason Momoa Shark Week starting Sunday.
Three things to know today.
This weekend, you know, Murphy and I are going to visit some friends who live on a lake, and we're going to be doing a boat and float all day tomorrow.
Boat and float?
Yeah, that's what they call it. Oh. We're going to boat and float Saturday.
You know, I didn't even really stop to think about this. We're going to do that all day?
I mean, I'm bringing so much sunscreen and hat and a big fat hat, and we're the guest. So if they want to all day, we're going to all day.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, I'm fine with that. I'm just saying that I have
insulin.
I have the whole diabetes thing to think about because I can't float without disconnecting all of that.
Here's what's up. Knowing that you have that diabetes, you know, caveat. Like, disclaimer to tell them, I'm going to try to be as low maintenance as possible, knowing that I am sitting there worrying about burning. I love going out on the boat, but anytime you and I've ever done it, I do it in the evening at sunset.
Yes,
favorite time. They're talking about high noon, baby.
Uh-huh.
They're talking about and jumping in the water, float,
nice.
You know, get in the water.
Oh, what kind of water is this?
It's a lake.
It's a lake.
It's a man-made lake.
It's a big, beautiful man-made lake. However,
there's stuff in it.
It doesn't mean there's not snakes swimming in it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm fine with getting in the water, but something brushes my leg. You know, I'm a country girl, but if something brushes my leg, are going to see me catapult back into the boat.
Sounds like this could be fun. Actually.
Yeah, make sure you're running video on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the boat with your, hey, I've got diabetes, I can't get in the water. Anyway, it's so funny because I had girls' night the other night with my friends Rachel and Lisa, and it's so funny that the two of them, they were, what are you doing this weekend? And I told them, and I said, you know how I am about big bodies of water. I don't love being in big bodies of water. I don't trust myself as a great swimmer. And then Lisa brought in, and snakes.
Uh-huh.
And then Rachel could not be more opposite, because Rachel is my friend who was the PhD, and she has a PhD in archaeology. Anyway, she goes to Belize every year on these digs, doing these excavation site things. So being in water is no big deal to her. In fact, she loves it. So I'm sitting there going, snakes or dig? Snakes or dig? So it's just all in a mindset, I guess, on how you look at it.
This, this lake is where they filmed Friday the 13th also. Do you know that?
Actually, says Jason from the boat.
Not true.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Yeah, Jody has another Hollywood Outsider at 8:20.
And remember, it's Grateful Friday. We love hearing from you about the little and big things you are grateful for right now.
What do you call that phenomenon or whatever it is where you envision something good or envision?
Oh, I know this.
Projecting. What is it called?
I'm going to manifest it.
Manifesting.
Thanks. Okay. I wanted to guess that.
Well, you manifested it.
I didn't want Murphy to.
Do you believe in that?
Because I do. To a certain degree, absolutely.
I mean,
because you have to visualize something yeah. that you want.
I believe in a positive attitude and being hopeful like that. But, you know, like people who say, I'm visualizing the first spot at the mall and I'm going to get that parking spot and it happens and they say, see? And it's like, no, that was just a coincidence.
Somebody told you that?
Yeah, actually, a former employee here had did that once.
Oh, okay.
And that was what set me down the path of, okay.
Well, but look, manifestation is a real thing if it's something you put into action.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's nothing magical about that. It doesn't get, you're not going to close your eyes, blink, and then Sofia Vergara's right here.
I guess that's what I'm talking about.
That's what you'd like to manifest.
Right.
The folks who say manifesting just think about it real hard and grunt, and it happens.
No, it's think about it. Keep that in your as your goal and visualize it and then do the work.
Yeah, right. Because that's about when they see being intentional about things. If you're trying to create a new habit, for example, then you if you begin to picture that, then you're likely to begin to act like that.
That makes more sense.
So then the actions themselves may or may not lead to it. But yes, you're right. It's not
just imagining a great car parking spot and it showing up.
Right.
No.
Right.
It's attitude.
Yeah.
But what you focus on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand the whole parking thing. That's the goal in life, a good parking
space? Well,
that was
this person for Black Friday
Okay, I understand now.
So how many weeks in advance did they picture this to make it happen? Do we know?
I have no clue.
Sam, I think it kind of boils down to how much of a realist you are versus how much of a dreamer you are. Mm. And I will say this, even when I was a little kid and I would watch, for instance, a Disney movie, and I would be like, if you dream it, you got to believe in your dreams. This is true. However, it can't stop there. You can't sit around believing in dreams. You have to do the work.
Yeah, it's about the action.
You got to do the work.
And the opposite is true, too, because if you are too negative about things, you put a filter in front of your face where you'll miss an opportunity. You won't see it because you've already predetermined it's never going to work.
I doubt that.
That's Samifestation.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by eBay.
We mentioned it earlier, and you can't miss it, that Oppenheimer opens at the box office this weekend.
All America's industrial might and scientific innovation connected here.
This is the Christopher Nolan film,
I think it's going to be an Oscar winner.
Well, here's what we know about it. There's a lot to know. It's 3 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be beautiful. Shot in IMAX, and I didn't realize that it's so heavy. Literally, he had to go to the IMAX theaters and ask if they could accommodate this film.
Yeah, it's only going to be the super way he's got it is a 70mm IMAX, only available in 30 theaters around the world. So good luck finding one of those.
But it's still beautiful, still worth going to see wherever you can see it. But that reel of film was 6 miles long and weighed 600 pounds. This is the story of American physicist Robert Oppenheimer, who helped create the atomic bomb. And it's a very glitzy Hollywood cast. You know, Robert Downey Jr. is in this movie.
Rami Malek.
Yeah.
Kenneth Branagh.
And I know you're buying
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman. You've already bought your ticket, right, Sam?
No, I can't get it. They're sold out. The one I was going to go see today sold out.
Can't believe they're sold out. You got to keep trying.
Well, I got to go to another one.
You're going to have the Barbie movie blaring next to you.
Yeah.
They say some Americans are doing a double feature this week and seeing both movies.
There's websites telling you how to do a double feature.
Could they be any more different, these movies?
Picking out favorite moments from the past week, it's Jody's turn.
Jody's Friday favorite.
I pick out the whole Miranda Lambert, you know, fans at the concert taking so many selfies that Miranda stopped the concert and called them out.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened on The View as a result of that as a favorite moment, not because I don't like controversy. You know that. Do what you want. Feel how you feel about it. But I think it's a great conversation. So Miranda Lambert was in concert the other night. Just to bring anybody up to speed if you didn't follow this. And she was singing and she got completely distracted because this group of women were taking a bunch of selfies right in front of her.
Yeah, like 5 feet from the stage.
And with their backs to her. And it was just very disruptive. And she finally just stopped and said, like, this is really getting on my nerves. You guys need to stop it.
Wow.
And it was like, whoa. And so then fast forward to you see it, because I don't know how I felt about it. I thought, wow, you're brave to kind of call your fans out. Mm-hmm. I remember that was my first thought, to kind of call out your fans.
Yeah.
And then you see some videos of it. It was obnoxious.
Yeah. They were taking multiple pictures.
And flashes. Yeah. And it was just, everybody was probably disturbed by it, not just Miranda. Anyway, so fast forward to The View, and they talk about all the events of the day. And Whoopi Goldberg is having this conversation with Sonny Hostin, and she feels like they have every right to do what they want to do.
I'm going to take as many selfies as I want if I pay $757.
I think
I'm sorry,
you
know just
what?
Me.
Stay home.
Just
if you're going to spend $750 to come to my concert, then give me the respect of watching me while I'm doing my thing. Or don't come.
Maybe I want to play it again.
So they disagreed about that, and that's what happens on The View. Yeah. But the interesting part, to me, a favorite thing, because you read the headline the next day, Whoopi Goldberg walked off of the set during The View. And I thought,
that's exactly what I read.
I thought, oh, no, this is getting up. Why would she have walked off? She didn't walk off angry. She walked off because the show was still filming, and she went into the audience and took a selfie with somebody just to show them what that would feel like.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
What that would feel. So a headline doesn't mean anything until you know the context.
Yeah.
And by the way, she took a selfie with a 91-year-old fan from the audience. Anyway, and I just thought that what a cool point to make in a decent way for a good conversation.
Good for Whoopi.